This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The praying mantis will kill and eat hummingbirds. Is that true or false? It is absolutely true.
What?
You're telling me a shtick of a creature?
Things are about to get ugly. That's going to leave a mark.
Oh, that praying mantis episode. Man, that was a classic. Welcome to Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman today. Joined by J.J. Jasper and Walker Wildman. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Well, it is time for class. Time to get our students up. They've had their coffee. They've had their bowl of Cap'n Crunch, whatever other, you know, nutritional breakfast they've had. They're here in class. They are ready to go. They are ready to learn because Trivia Friday is also called
Learning University.
That's right. We're bringing the knowledge, folks. Well, welcome to this Friday's edition of Trivia Friday. This is what we're going to do if you're new. We are, each three of us here are going to ask three questions apiece. We're going to challenge you. These questions will be a mix of easy things, hard things, but we invite you to call in and answer those questions and ask us one of your own. The number to call is 888-589-8840. The number is 888-589-8840. You're going to learn. You're going to grow. You're going to become a more betterer person. That's our guarantee, money-back guarantee. JJ, one of these nine questions, though, is a little different.
It's a mystery question. And when you answer the question correctly, you'll hear this sound. And tell them what they win, Bob.
That is, as Tim says, the beloved cowbell. And if you answer that mystery question correctly, you will win a brand new Trivia Friday T-shirt. We used to give slightly worn Trivia Friday T-shirts. That didn't go over too well. We guarantee these are brand new. We do handle them. We do ship them. But there's not much wear and tear. Now, later on in the program, we're going to show them what these T-shirts look like. How will they see it? This is a radio show, Walker.
Yes, they can see it. They can watch the radio show by visiting our Facebook page, or they can visit us on YouTube. Just type in today's issues on Facebook or YouTube, and they can watch the show there.
And a little bit later, we will show you these T-shirts. If you do not win one of these T-shirts but want to order one for your own, you don't have to just you can buy them. They are at afastore.net, afastore.net.
Hey, since we're doing commercials, I want to make mention that Dr. Alex McFarland's Truth for New Generation Conference is next week. You just heard him on the news right before the program started. Todd Starnes, Lauren Green, Josh McDowell, Abraham Hamilton III, and others. You can find out more at truthforanewgeneration.com, truthforanewgeneration.com. It's next week, March the 23rd and 24th.
Could be a life-changing event there.
Yes, yes. There's room for you. Right. So check that out if you get the opportunity. Oh, it's in North Carolina.
North Carolina. Beautiful. Beautiful North Carolina. All right. Well, the only rule we really have for Trivia Friday is that if you have called and gotten on the program in the last 4 weeks, the last month, we just ask you to wait a week. Call next week. We want to try to get as many people, new people, on the show to experience the joy of Trivia Friday, frankly, the joyous experience that this has become for us and for our students. And we guarantee a 1-point increase in your IQ for every week you listen. We have some people whose IQs are in the 300s now.
Yeah.
They've been listening for, you know, years.
Well, we are guaranteeing a lot today. Money back, yes, IQ right. up. So I hope we follow through with this.
Well, we'll see how much of this is tongue-in-cheek. All right, so 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to get on the show. Let's start it off. Walker, go ahead and give your questions. We'll go this way.
Some easy, some tough. We'll see how it goes. How many valves does a trumpet have? I'm no musician, but some of you might know this answer. How many valves does a trumpet have? Secondly, when was the euro introduced as legal currency on the world market? When was the euro introduced as legal currency on the world market? Lastly, which chess piece can only move diagonally?
All right, here are my three questions. Yeah, excellent. We just experienced it this past weekend. Which is correct, daylight saving time or daylight savings time? Which is correct, daylight saving time or daylight savings time? Second question, the difference between green and black olives is that green olives are picked before they are ripe. Is that true or false? And third question, the word hydrophobia is an older term for what disease? The word hydrophobia is an older term for what disease?
Here's my three. Start off with an easy one. Which company created the slogan, "We'll leave the light on for you"? Which company created the slogan, "We'll leave the light on for you"? Second question, what is a Texas ruby red? What is a Texas ruby red? Then a true or false question. Queen Elizabeth I, her mother Anne, had six fingers on one hand. Is that true or false? Queen Elizabeth I, her mother Anne, had six fingers on one hand. True or false?
I am racking my brain to come up with some, you know, brilliant comedic take on that, but it really doesn't need it, does it?
It stands alone.
Speaks for itself.
Speaks for itself. All right. JJ, let's go ahead and get this party started. Where do we go?
Let's go to Dave in Virginia. Hello, Dave.
Good morning, brothers, and happy Aunt Bee's birthday to you, too.
That's
tomorrow. That's also St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
It's Aunt Bee's birthday tomorrow?
That's right.
Oh,
and you know
that.
Tomorrow, four-leaf clovers, leprechauns, a pot of gold. Wait, I might be mixing Lucky Charms up with St. Patrick's Day. Anyway, wear green tomorrow so you don't get pinched. Hey, Dave, ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, please.
Which question do you feel confident about?
Well, I can answer four or five of them, but I think I'm going to take an easy one, I think. I'm going to answer Walker's number one question about how many valves hath a trumpet.
All right.
Hath a trumpet.
How many valves does a trumpet have?
Three.
That's correct.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Three. All right.
Good job, Dave.
Is that why the trumpet has those three, I guess, those things
three
on top?
Three plungers,
yeah,
or
plungers.
Whatever they're calling.
Yeah,
shows I was not in the band.
Yeah, exactly.
Plungers.
Dave, do you play some instruments?
I was a drummer.
Okay.
Percussionist.
Yeah. Not many valves in those drumsticks. But you were around them.
No, there aren't.
Hey, Dave, what's your question for us?
Okay. Here you go. I can think of two problems that no computer can solve. Now, there might be more problems. I can think of two problems that I'm sure that no computer can solve. Can you name one?
One would be having a
not solve.
Yeah, one would be being able to buy a dryer that won't lose your socks. That's the biggest problem I can think of.
Now, well, we're going to talk amongst ourselves.
We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
I'm thinking the sin problem, but I might be going too much towards theology.
Is he talking about like calculations, like a chart? Like
well, I have one answer here, and this is a question I've long, wrestled with. There are two ways to understand a woman, and no one knows what they are.
Oh my!
So,
oh my. Hey,
so
Dave, we're stumped.
I think Walker's on to something. I think
it's going to be mathematical.
Yeah, it'll be mathematical. Would be pi, because isn't that like an endless? It's an endless thing there.
Hey.
I'm
going to
give you a correct on that.
Hey, it could be theology and math. We could say about that how many angels can dance on the head of us.
All right, so he gave us a correct on that one.
Oh, it's
so we've got one out of two.
Value.
What
the
now, Dave?
The problem was to compute the value of pi to the last digit, and pi is a transcendental number. It has no, it'll never come out in an even number end. The other one that I could think of is determine the highest prime number. No computer could ever reach that far because it's infinity.
That's okay. Good.
And you can't come to a highest prime number because there's always another number after it.
Okay.
Dave, where are you going to be April the 15th? I'm going to need you.
Can you compute some?
I'll probably be in a doctor's office somewhere.
Hey, listen, thank you so much. Great way to start us out, answering correctly and giving us some things to think about in the old arithmetic arena. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, and God bless you.
All right.
You don't hear arithmetic used much anymore, do
no,
you?
No, the word. Yeah, you sure don't.
I was using my cartridge pen the other day thinking about arithmetic.
Remember, you'd be talking about the fountain pens?
Yeah, they look like, something you would do calligraphy with, but some of the baby boomers remember.
Do you remember the little cartridge you put in there?
Sure.
Look, I'm still dipping my pen. So
with a quill. Hey, not only do we remember them, ruined a whole lot of good shirts.
Oh man, when those things would leak
with the pocket, sure.
And those were the cool things until they leaked, and someone said, "Hey, you got a big blue spot on your shirt."
Right.
All right, where do we go next?
Let's go to Texas. Julio, how are you?
Oh man, I've been sick, and I've had to go to the doctor, and the only prescription is more cowbell, man.
Hey, I like the way your doctor thinks. Hey, we are blessed, buddy. You made us laugh. Ask, answer, or do
all
both.
All right. I'd like to do both, if that's okay.
Which question you feel good about?
I think it is daylight savings time.
All right, so here's the question. Which is correct? Daylight saving time or daylight savings time? And which one did you pick?
The plural version, savings, right?
That is actually incorrect. The actual, I looked this up to make sure.
But everybody gets it wrong.
They said it is one of the most common mistakes is everyone calls it daylight savings time, but it is daylight saving time is the correct way of pronouncing it or spelling it or what have you.
And Julio,
no cowbell.
To add insert to injury, if you live north of the Ohio River, you say, we're having daylight savings time here in Illinois.
Yeah, if you really want to
keep it going.
Hey, good try, Julio.
Yeah, what's your question for us, buddy?
Right on. Okay. I'm Hispanic. I'm Mexican. So I wanted to see I want to test you guys' knowledge on Mexican heritage. Which Mexican boxer holds the most title fight wins?
Which Mexican boxer?
Yes, sir.
All right, guys, I'm not a, you know, I'm not a big
one. It's kind of my name.
I'm wondering if it's this last one that's they've got a champion, Hispanic champion, who's just tearing it up. But I
haven't followed boxing since Ali Frazier.
So Julio, you just gave us a hint there, right?
Yeah, you say it's got your name?
Yep. Yes, sir. It's got my name in it.
You know, I'm stumped. I enjoy boxing, but I haven't followed it, you know,
recently. Well,
you've boxed
before. You used to box yourself.
Julio, give us the answer.
I would have given you fellas a shirt, too, but y'all didn't get it. But it's Julio Cesar Chavez.
Who is it?
Julio Cesar Chavez.
Oh, Cesar Chavez. Okay. Julio's his first name? Cesar Chavez. Okay. Now, I've heard of him.
What's his record? What was the accolade you mentioned?
Oh, it's up there. I think it's like 86 or 84. 84 knockouts, and I think it's like 114 total wins.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Hey, have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening to AFR.
All right. Thank you, Julio. Now, I've heard of him, and, you know, the advertisements for pay-per-view, that may be why I haven't watched boxing in a while. I'm not going
to
pay 50 bucks, you know, when a fight can go 30 seconds. But I remember his name coming up all the time.
Right.
Cesar Chavez against so-and-so for a long time. So.
Hey, we've got David on the line from Arkansas. Hello, David. David, are you there? David from Arkansas.
All right, David, you need to put the sandwich down. And
hello? Hey, yes. There you go, right under the wire.
I'm here.
Hey, David, ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
Oh, man, I can't even remember the questions now.
All right, well, we can go ahead and reset our questions here in the first segment. Go ahead, Walker.
All right. Second question, first one was answered. When was the euro introduced as legal currency on the world market? Second question, which chess piece can only move diagonally?
All right, and I have two questions. I'll add a third question. The difference between green and black olives is that green olives are picked before they are ripe. Is that true or false? Second question, the word hydrophobia is an older term for what disease? And since baseball season is at least getting underway in terms of spring training, here's a baseball question. The Washington Nationals, we're talking Major League Baseball, the Washington Nationals were previously known as what? They moved there to Washington. What were they previously known as?
Here's what I've got. Which company created the slogan, "We'll leave a light on for you"? Second question, what is a Texas Ruby Red? Third question, true or false, Queen Elizabeth I, her mother Anne, had six fingers on one hand. Is that true or false? All right, David.
David, can you pick one of those to answer?
He's eating a sandwich. Right?
Hello, David.
David, we're going to have to drop you if you don't respond.
Okay, here I am.
Okay.
Okay.
Which one you want to go with?
Well, it's the Hotel Six.
Here's the question. Which company created the slogan, "We'll leave a light on for you," and your answer is? It's Motel 6. So, yeah, he got it right.
Hey, David, are we boring you? Or just
No, here's the problem. When you call in on a CB instead of a phone, that's problematic. Yeah, Motel 6, and people will remember that. Well, when you're out traveling with the family and you're in the station wagon, sit in the opposite direction than you're supposed to, and you need a place to stay, stop at the Motel 6. I'm Tom Baudette. We'll leave a light on for you. You remember that
oh, yeah, I remember.
Kind of a guy?
Yeah.
Hey, what's your question for us, David?
Well, let's see. I know. He wants to know what my question is. I got interference here.
Yes, sir. We would have never figured that out. Hey, what's your question for us?
Just a minute. Okay, here's the...
It's all right. We got plenty of time, David.
If a hen and a half and a day and a half laid an egg and a half, how long would it take a Dominica rooster sitting on a doorknob to hatch out a hardware store?
The answer is three.
I'm going to say the answer is yes. Hey, David, have a great weekend. God bless you, buddy. Thanks so much. Oh, that was fun. Let's go to Tommy in North Carolina. Hello, Tommy.
Hello there. How are you?
Thank you for not being on a CB. Thank you for using your cell phone. Tommy, ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The chess piece.
All right. Which chess piece can only move diagonally?
I believe that is the bishop.
I believe you're correct.
And I believe you've just answered the mystery
good
question.
Good job, Tommy.
So that, do you know what that means when you...
I do.
All right. You're going to have... all right. We're going to hold these
time?
Up.
We've yeah,
got, folks,
we go.
Some
this
folks are watching on YouTube and Facebook. Here is the new Trivia Friday t-shirt with the caricatures on it. And, Tommy, you have won one. So when we get through with you here on the radio, do not hang up. We will put you on hold. And Cindy Roberts will get your shipping information, your Social Security number, your credit card number. No, I'm just kidding. We'll just get your shipping information, and we'll stick one of these in the mail for you. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well done. Way to go, Tommy. That's pretty cool, huh? You call in and win a T-shirt.
Thank you. I'll wear it with pride.
There you go. Now, some of these we send a box of Bitcoins along with some of them, but it's just kind of intermittent, so we can't guarantee that, but look for that.
Okay.
Hey, Tommy, what's your question for us?
I'll tell you what. I want to clear up a question that was asked on there. It's been 3 or 4 years ago, and I believe I tend to disagree with the answer that was given.
So wait, Tommy, it was 3 or 4 years ago?
Yep.
Have you been stewing over this for 3 or 4 years, you mean?
I have. This has been bothering me for 3 or 4 years. And,
all right. I'm glad we can clear the air for
you. Really gone downhill on account of it.
You sit around all day in your pajamas in the dark, you know? And
that's right.
Go ahead, clear it up.
The question was... percentage wise, I guess, what event in history took the most lives, the most people died
Now, I think that was my question, and it was a little bit of a trick question because it was when Cain slew Abel.
Oh, yeah.
That it killed 25% of the world's population.
Oh, yeah, that's
like
right.
That.
I remember that.
And that was as much tongue-in-cheek as it was accurate. But help us with the right answer,
well,
Tommy.
Skip forward about 1,000 years in history when the flood, when Noah and only his family were saved.
Right.
If there were more than 32 people on Earth at that time,
right,
would that not be?
Well, now, see, my question was battle. And, see, the flood wasn't a battle. So you wasted
okay,
4 years of angst. You wasted 4 years of angst for nothing. Yeah, mine was what battle took out the most percentage of the population of the world.
All right. Hey, but Tommy, other than, you know, the bitterness and the other turmoil and trouble that caused you, we do appreciate our listeners thinking about the Bible.
Absolutely. So,
and now you got a T-shirt out of it all.
And you can take your alms to the altar now that you got that. You got that.
Got that out of the way.
You got that, yeah. Hey, Tommy, what's your question for us?
That was it. Was the
okay.
The one that's on my mind.
Yes, sir, okay. Buddy. Have a great weekend.
Hey, now don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold, okay, Tommy?
Sure. All right. Thank you.
Boy, right, I love how JJ reaches back 4 years and in a moment.
I can't, yeah.
Out that question.
I do remember the Cain and Abel thing. I didn't remember who asked it and or how.
Yeah,
so that was
right.
great work
well,
on your
the
part.
Sad part is the times that I don't remember to get milk and bread. And my wife says, how do you have all this random trivia
that's right.
clanging around between my ears and I can't, you know, can't pick it. You had one job to get two items.
She's going to be listening to the show and saying, well, you pulled that out of your distant memory, but couldn't remember the milk and the bread.
Exactly.
All right.
Hey, Taylor from Virginia. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you, Taylor?
Doing great.
Wonderful. We are as well. Hey, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Hydrophobia.
All right. Here's the question. The word hydrophobia is an older term for what disease?
Rabies.
Rabies is correct.
Wow.
And if I'm not mistaken, the old movie Old Yeller.
Right.
Remember about,
yep,
and I hope
correct.
I'm not spoiling this for anybody who hasn't seen it, but it's, you know, 60 years old. I think that's what, isn't that what they called it? The rabies in that movie?
That's correct, yes.
Hydrophobia.
Wow. See, I didn't remember that. Yeah. I was thinking something
different. We're dating ourselves with that, though.
Yes, I know. And really, I had to do a lot of that in high school. I had to just date myself because I couldn't get actual dates. So I'd go to the movies and say, what are you doing? I'm dating myself. So.
Hey, Taylor and everybody else, one morning this week, I forget which day, it was one of those things that happened on this day in history. I said, if you want to feel old, it was 45 years ago today that The Godfather debuted.
And, 45
and then I said, thank you. You know, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, because it was for the baby boomers. Yeah, and I think that was right, 45 years. Hey, Taylor, good job. What's your question for us?
My question, first a statement. You've heard the term, it doesn't matter when I own. At what point in history did one iota really have significance, particularly with our understanding of the deity of Jesus Christ? And
oh,
what year was it settled? And what year was it settled?
Okay, do you have? Can you wait for a few minutes? We got to go to a break, and
sure.
Then we'll come back. Can you hold on?
Sure.
Answer
right.
Yoda questions. I can.
Look up the answer.
What's that? No, I'm not going to look up the answer.
Yeah.
Answer your
and none of these
I
other.
And
so, guys, we can't look it up either.
No.
So.
But I don't know about Iota.
Iota, you are. All right, Taylor, hang on. We're going to take a short break, folks. You're listening to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. A fun thing to do before the weekend, and you'll learn a few things as well. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will try to answer Taylor's question, and we will move on with other callers here on Trivia Friday.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day. or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Well, September weather in Washington, D.C. is generally very, very nice. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. Our June tour sold out. We've only got seats left for our September Spiritual Heritage Tour of Washington, D.C. and George Washington's Mount Vernon. Now, for all the information on this trip, just go to the website spiritualheritagetours.com, spiritualheritagetours.com. We're also going to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. So if you want to do that tour as well, all the information, again, is available at spiritualheritagetours.com. Those trips, Williamsburg and Washington, are back-to-back. We're going to have a wonderful time with listeners from all over the country to American Family Radio on our Spiritual Heritage Tour in September. Again, for all the information, go to our website, spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu. It may be hard to believe, but there really are National Rifle Association members in New York City, and I happen to be one of them. A group called the Brooklyn Friends of the NRA is stirring up a mess of controversy among gun haters, most notably Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. He's a Democrat. So here's the backstory. For the past 2 years, the Brooklyn gun owners have gathered at Gargiola's, a local Italian place, delicious chicken parm. Anyway, in April, they plan to hold a raffle, and among the prizes are rifles and pistols. That triggered massive microaggressions among local Democrats. Congressman Jeffries and other lawmakers issued a statement condemning local NRA members, demanding the restaurant cancel the event. One Senate candidate said they want to send a message loud and clear. The NRA is not welcome in Brooklyn. Well, I can't speak for the other NRA members, but as for me, I'm not going anywhere. I'm Todd Starnes.
Well, I love me some Rifleman.
The Rifleman, starring Chuck Connors.
Chuck Connors. Oh, that's a great, probably my favorite television Western of all time. All right, it is Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Walker Wildman, your professors today, and we still have Taylor on the line from Virginia. Taylor, none of us looked it up. I didn't even really think about it, so go ahead and repeat your question, and because I don't think we're going to have the answer anyway.
I think we're stumped.
Go ahead and repeat your question.
So a lot of people have said, you know, it doesn't matter one iota. And so my question is, when did one iota really matter, and specifically with our understanding of the deity of Jesus Christ?
Okay, I don't think this has anything to do with the deity, but I'm thinking about the verse, heaven and earth shall pass away. One jot or one tittle will not be removed from the word. I'm wondering if maybe iota is one of the original, Greek or something.
Iota.
Or jot or tittle.
Part of the Greek alphabet there. But so here's what it is. If you remember the Arian controversy settled in 325 AD, and the two Greek terms, homoiousios and homoousios, and the issue was one of them with the iota in it, I believe, indicates similar substance of God, and the other one is same substance of God. The Arian controversy settled in 325 AD changed the whole direction of the church, because Jesus is God, not similar to God.
Well, you know, Taylor, my wife and I were just talking about this the other day in Cracker Barrel, and hey. I'm glad that she corrected me a little bit on this.
You know, that is very similar. I mean, that is very significant.
It
that
is
you said Jesus is God,
right,
and not
yeah.
just similar. That's
yeah.
outstanding.
Yeah.
So the iota was the difference there, huh?
iota is the difference. And that's when iota, one iota has a huge, huge implication, specifically on our understanding of the deity of Christ. He doesn't have similar substance, it's same substance. He is God, and that's why he could pay for our sins on the cross.
And it was actually historically, of course, we know that Jesus is building his church. It was historically very much up in the air whether the Arian controversy would succeed. The Vandals, who were Arian, conquered North Africa, and it looked like it might triumph. But
Yes. That's why it was such a big deal, because the church almost went Arian.
Right.
Exactly right.
Hey, Taylor, all seriousness, this is why we have this program, because I've never heard any of this. So yeah. I learned something today. And boy, just thinking about it, as we get closer to Easter, that's the Super Bowl for the church.
Right.
The death,
right,
burial,
yeah,
and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm so glad that Emmanuel, God with us, that
right,
he took off his robe of glory and put on a robe of flesh, and that Jesus absolutely is God.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, have a great weekend.
One more comment.
Okay.
Talking about the battle and when the most percentage of people died, was it not in Genesis chapter 3 when Adam and Eve ate the fruit that was forbidden? Because that was a battle between Satan and God, and all of humanity lost at that point.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider that a battle in the sense of a battle. That was more like succumbing to temptation. But that is interesting and a good thought.
Yeah.
Thanks,
hey,
buddy.
Hey, Taylor, thank you, and do appreciate you thinking deep thoughts, because we need people like you who will wrestle and talking about fight for sound doctrine. So we do appreciate that. All right. Let me see.
Boy, Taylor, it would be perfect to go to like an apologetics thing.
Absolutely.
Thinking about Alex McFarland's conference.
Go to North Carolina for that.
Yeah. Lanny from South Carolina. Hello, Lanny.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling from the state that can't decide whether it wants cold weather, cool weather, warm weather, or hot weather.
Blame it on that rodent, Lanny. I think Punxsutawney Phil is the one that we can squarely place the blame on. Hey, you want to ask?
Yes.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The one about the ruby red.
All right, Lanny, what is a Texas ruby red?
If I'm not mistaken, it's a grapefruit.
It's a grapefruit.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right.
Yes, sir. Good job. Hey, what's your question for us?
All right. Well, I'm originally from Louisiana. I'm not a native-born South Carolinian, but what city in Louisiana is known as the Pine Tree Capital of the World?
The Pine Tree Capital of the World. All right, Lanny, hang on a second. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
Right.
You guys have any clue?
You know, I'm thinking of the Pine Belt there in Mississippi, but I guess the swath goes on across. But, yeah, as for a city, I have no clue.
All right, any guess, Walker?
No.
We got nothing, Lanny. You stumped us. What's the right answer?
It's a town I grew up in known as Walker, Louisiana. It's in Livingston Parish, about 30 minutes east of Baton Rouge.
All right.
And why does it have that title as the Pine Tree Capital of the World?
Be honest with you, I have no idea. I know years ago they had a pine tree festival, and they would crown a pine tree queen and everything else. I think that's kind of gone by the wayside, but there still is a sign that says that as you go into the city of Walker.
Okay. Yeah, see, that may be like that fellow that was trying to get a job, and he was good with an axe. And they said, well, how good are you? He said, well, I used to work at the Sahara Forest. They said, you mean the Sahara Desert? He said, well, yeah, now.
They probably have a lot of
time. Well, thank you. I've been trying to call for a long time to get on the show, and so I appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, man, Lanny, thank you. Thank you for your persistence. Thanks for listening, brother. Have a good weekend.
You too.
They probably have.
I love that joke. Yeah. Well, now
have a lot of pine tree farms there.
I guess yeah,
maybe
yeah. Plant it and cut them down and plant some more.
Right. Pam from Iowa. Hello, Pam.
Hello.
You have any snow on the ground in Iowa right now?
Do we have any what?
Snow on the ground.
No.
You know, in Pennsylvania and New York and Kentucky, they got
New England. New England's gotten feet of snow.
New England got four snowstorms in a row, And my sister, just a few days ago, I guess last week, northern Kentucky got clobbered with a big, heavy snow.
Wow.
So I was thinking maybe you guys might have had a little as well.
No, actually, we had a lot of rain, and I can't shovel rain, so I'm happy.
There you go. I like the way you think. Hey, Pam, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
Which question you want to answer?
The green olives.
Okay, here's the question. The difference between green and black olives is that green olives are picked before they are ripe. Is that true or false, Pam?
That is true.
That is true.
Nice.
Excellent. You know what? I did not know that until the other day. My wife and I had a checkup. We were in the doctor's office in the waiting room, and we were watching what's the show with Alex Trebek? Jeopardy. And that question came up. I said, are you kidding me? I looked at my wife and said, that's not true, is it? She said, yeah, that's true. I thought there were two different types of olives.
Well, I'll be.
That's not true. So.
Hey, Pam, good job. What's your question for us?
Doug, okay, for you guys, I would like to ask you, where is the Hodag from?
The Hodag?
Hodag.
H-O-D-A-G? Okay, all right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, okay?
Well, you have the leprechauns, Pam, and you got the Hodags. Of course, everybody knows them leprechauns always after that pot of gold at the end of their rainbow. Now, them Hodags, they're after the green olives. A big pot of green olives, which are a little bit differentiate from the black olives. We found that out just a couple of minutes ago.
Hey, I don't have any clues.
I don't even know what hoping you guys even knew what a Hodag.
I don't know if it's on the menu or if it's something that scurries along the ground. This is going to be interesting to find out what this means.
No, Pam, we want to know, what's a Hodag?
Okay. The Hodag this is a mythical creature. It's supposedly found in the heart of the North Woods near Rhinelander, Wisconsin. The history is it was first discovered by a timber cruiser land developer, Mary Prankster, and it became the centerpiece of the fair there for a long time. And if you actually look at the Rhinelander website, they actually have a huge statue of a Hodag.
Well, so what does it look like? Does it look like a Bigfoot or what? What does it look like?
It's actually kind of a long creature. It's covered in fine green fur. It could be almost 200 to 300 pounds, length of about 7 feet.
Wow.
It reportedly eats mud turtles, water snakes, oxen, white bulldogs eaten only on Sundays.
Oxen?
Has the head of a frog, the face of an elephant, stout legs, and a spiky dinosaur-like back and a long tail.
Wow! I've never heard of it.
No, I never have. But if
you'll have to Google it now.
Yeah. Well, if I ever find one, I hope I've got a saddle nearby because I'm going to try to saddle it and ride it.
Either that or a bazooka. Yeah. If anyone uses bazookas anymore, it sounds pretty dangerous.
Thanks, Pam. Have a good weekend. Thank you for listening to AFR.
Thank you, guys.
The Hodag. All right. Hey, let's reset our questions because I'm completely out. I've had all my questions answered. So,
all right, one original question left, and I'm going to add two. When was the euro introduced as legal currency on the world market? Second question, what is the diameter of the Earth? What is the diameter of the Earth? Third question, which is the only state capital in the U.S. to not have a single McDonald's restaurant?
What?
That's a sad state of affairs,
too. Yeah,
very
sad city.
Yeah. All right, I got all new questions here. Well, I actually had one that I added, but here are the three questions. The Washington Nationals, this is Major League Baseball, were previously known as what? They moved from another city and were called something completely different. What was the original name of the Montreal Expos? Oh, my goodness, I just gave that away. All right, the Washington Nationals were known as the Montreal Expos. Good job on that. All right. Which NHL team has the most championships? What NHL team, National Hockey League, has the most championships? A person from New York is called a New Yorker. What do you call a person from Wisconsin? And then my third question, what book did E.B. White base on personal experiences at his farm in Maine? Very famous children's book. What book did E.B. White base on his personal experiences at his farm in Maine?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. Start out with a true or false. Queen Elizabeth I her mother, Anne, had six fingers on one hand. Is that true or false? Second question, new one. What was Mozart's first name? You know, the composer. What was Mozart's first name? Now, I had another one. Third question, what Canadian territory shares a land border with Alaska? What Canadian territory shares a land border with Alaska?
All right, great. Our questions are realigned. Folks, if you want to get on the show, this is Trivia Friday, 888-589-8840 is the number to call, 888-589-8840. Is the number to call. We only ask that if you've gotten on the program here in the last month, the last 4 weeks, that you wait a week before calling again. All right, JJ, where do we go?
Let's go to Colleen in Mississippi. Hi, Colleen.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing great, and you?
We're doing well. We're blessed, Colleen. Hey, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which question you want to answer?
The Queen Anne.
Okay, here's the question. It's true or false. Queen Elizabeth I, her mother Anne, had six fingers on one hand. Is that true or false?
It's true.
It's, Colleen, it is 100% true.
It's true.
No way.
It is true.
Well, and I heard she used to scare her kids by putting a black olive on each of the fingers. And it would just freak the kids out.
Here's the deal. That Anne, she could play the piano and play notes you didn't even think were on the piano. When she got to going, playing a little bit of ragtime, some of the other, and I didn't mean to just say Anne, I meant to say Her Majesty. When she got to playing
the piano. I make too many mistakes with just five.
I'm telling you what. Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Wow.
Bizarre.
Just one hand?
Just on one hand. Yeah.
All right.
Six fingers on one hand.
So how would you know which one's the ring finger on something like that? So
man, that was my question for next week. Hey, Colleen, did you just guess or did you hear that, you know, along the way?
I think I had heard it a long time ago.
Yes. Well, listen, great job. What's your question for us?
Do you know who the man is who is accredited with bringing furniture industry to Mississippi and making it the booming business it is today?
It was a guy from Chicago, and man, his name just escapes me. He moved from Chicago to New Albany,
really?
Mississippi, yes, and then he partnered with a couple of people, and they started doing furniture now in Northeast Mississippi.
But
it's the number two leader in the nation. Number one, Hickory, North Carolina. Number two, Tupelo, Mississippi.
Now, is his last name the name of the company? Or
no, wait. I think Futura or something like that. It's kind of, I'm trying to grasp. So I'm just loosely
idea.
Like yeah. Mr. Futura or something like that.
What's the answer, Colleen?
Mr. Mars Futorian.
Wow.
Mars Futorian.
Good job, man.
From
job.
Chicago.
Wow.
I worked at the Eupora plant for 28 years.
Wow. What's the name of the company?
Futorian.
Yeah, now there are a lot of different branches because his proteges went into business and they have global markets.
Right.
And so it's just amazing how this one guy came and started doing furniture.
Employing so many people.
Amazing, you know, the impact that he had from Chicago. Hey, Colleen, great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You have a good weekend.
All right. Well, that's interesting. Futorian from Chicago came down here and started, and like you said, number two in the nation.
Yeah.
Right here in Northeast Mississippi.
And I think, but don't hold me to this, the futon, I think that is credited to him, and they named that, you know, that might have been his invention.
Now, the futon, is that
kind of like the little, a little casual couch sort of thing for the game room?
Makes it into a bed.
Fold
and unfold.
Right.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
That may be his invention, but now I've got a lot of things rattling around.
Except the bread and milk.
Along with the sawdust, Hey, Ron from Mississippi. Hi, Ron.
Hey, how are y'all today?
We're doing well. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
diameter of the Earth.
All right. What is the diameter of the Earth, Ron?
Well, I think it's about 8,000 miles.
I think you're about correct.
Hey,
good job, Ron.
Way to go.
8,000 miles. Well done.
Straight across.
I'd hate to have to walk that, wouldn't you?
You're not kidding. What's Ron, if one fella said, it's a small world, but I wouldn't want to have to paint it.
That's right.
Hey, Ron, you can use that one. Use that one at church Sunday.
I'll do it. I'm a preacher. I'll use that for sure.
Ron, I'll give you another one because a lot of people are on spring break. You know why a mummy doesn't go on spring break? He's afraid he'll relax and unwind.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Hey, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, what's the catfish capital of the world?
All right, we'll talk amongst ourselves here, Ron. Cat don't say yes or no.
Capital
I think
of the world.
It's in Mississippi.
I think it may be around the Delta. Yeah, I'm with Walker, but I don't know the town.
How about if we just go with the Delta in Mississippi?
No, it's not.
It's right. Not.
What's okay. The answer?
I'll give you another shot at it.
Is it even?
It's Savannah, Tennessee. I'm serious. It is.
Yeah.
Well, but you're not giving us another shot at it. You just gave us the answer.
Well, I figured, you know, we would just give you the answer on this.
There you go.
Thank you, Ron.
There you go. Hey, thank
you. Y'all have a blessed day. God bless you.
God bless you, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What a good sense of humor.
Oh, man, and you gave him two great jokes for Sunday.
Good to hear him laugh. Well, let's go to Texas where Mary Lou is on the line. Hello, Mary Lou.
Hello there.
How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Just hit 90 yesterday.
Yeah, we see here on our computer screen your 90th birthday was yesterday. Is that right?
13th, yes.
You've seen a lot of changes in 90 years, haven't you?
Beg pardon?
You've seen a lot of changes in 90 years.
Oh, my goodness, I have. I can't believe I'm there finally.
Well, Mary Lou, somebody has already won the Learning University T-shirt, but we're going to make this a two-giveaway shirt just in your honor. We're going to give you a shirt for your belated birthday.
Wonderful.
Yes, ma'am. So you stay on the line and make sure and not hang up so they can get your address and shirt size. But we're going to give you a little happy birthday gift when somebody's been blessed to live to be to 90. That's a pretty big deal.
Yes, and I have listened to y'all for a long, long time and tried for a year to get in. I can't believe I made it.
Well, congratulations. You're here. And thanks for your persistence. Now, we do want to say, if there are any other 90-year-olds listening, don't call in today. We only give one T-shirt out to a 90-year-old per day, but maybe next week try it. No, Mary Lou, congratulations on hitting 90, and thank you for listening to American Family Radio.
And listen, I'm sorry about the fire department having to be called because of all those candles on your cake yesterday. Mary Lou, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I was going to do both, but I think all my answers for your questions have been answered. I was going to answer the one about the Texas grapefruit, about the olives, about first one thing and two,
right.
And they've all been answered before I got on.
Well, and that happens a lot of times, so I'm glad you knew the answers. What's your question for us?
Okay. There's an interesting animal that is considered a mammal. It has webbed feet, feeds its young through a unique system, but it produces its young by eggs. And I want you to know what animal it is.
That's the duck-billed platypus.
What they said.
Hey, you knew it. Yes, it's a very strange little critter.
Well, and they taste like chicken. I don't know if I'm giving out too much information there.
Well, I'd hate to have to go to Australia to find that out.
But, Mary Lou, on the other hand, maybe you want to put that on your bucket list. Make a trip.
Hey, there's a good idea. I've always wanted to go to Australia anyway. I've traveled a lot.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
I have had 17 helicopter rides, one hot air balloon, five cruises, took flying lessons enough to get a small plane down, and I sang in Carnegie Hall with a group from our area. So,
wow.
Well, there's no grass growing under your feet, Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, I'm going
to
ask
absolutely
you.
Absolutely not. I taught school for 25 years. Was on our school board here for 9 years. Our first and only woman president of the board trustees of our little town. And so I have just been blessed by God to have all kinds of opportunities to live this long.
You sure have. Hey, Mary Lou, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Please, if you haven't done so, please write your memoirs, because you're...
Oh, I have just been... Yes, everybody has said to do that.
Please do that.
And I have said I need to title it The Ever Unseen Hand Guiding My Life's Journey.
Amen. Well, start if you haven't... Do it this afternoon, because such a treat for your children and great-grandchildren, and they need to know what an interesting and blessed life the Lord has provided for you. Thank you, Mary Lou. Stay on the line, because they want to get your address and shirt size.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you so much. This has been a real joy for me.
Well, thank you. And it's been a joy for us too, Mary Lou.
That's special
out
there.
What
man.
A sweet lady. Yeah. And with so much vim and vinegar is what we'd say in Kentucky.
And with all those experiences, to top it all off, the cherry on the sundae is she just got a free T-shirt from
us. I thought you were going to say made it through on Trivia Friday.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and reset our questions before the break. Let's go ahead and do that.
And then we're going to come back and talk to Adam in Texas, Marlene in Arkansas, Alan in Arkansas, Barbie in Illinois, and Anna in Mississippi.
Yep.
All right. When was the euro introduced as legal currency on the world market? Second question, well, last question unanswered. Which is the only state capital in the U.S. with not a single McDonald's?
All right, my questions. This is a hockey question. What NHL team, that's the National Hockey League, what NHL team has the most championships? Second, a person from New York is called a New Yorker. What do you call a person from Wisconsin? And then my third question is, what children's book did E.B. White base on personal experiences at his farm in Maine?
Here's what I've got. What was Mozart's first name? Talking about the composer. What was Mozart's first name? Second question, what Canadian territory shares a land border with Alaska? And then the third question, what island is home to nearly all the lemurs?
Nearly all the lemurs. All right.
Lemurs.
Hey, now, we've got a little bit of time before the break. JJ, why don't you let our listeners know what you've got going on, where you're going to be, what your website is, and how folks can find out information, or if they want to have you to speak at a crisis pregnancy center banquet or a church or a conference or anything like that.
Well,
how can they get in touch with
thank
you?
Thank you. And you didn't know this, but I'm actually not going to be here next Friday, because I'm going to be on a little tiny tour. Next Thursday night, I'll be at the Pregnancy Care Clinic in Salem, Illinois. It's a banquet.
Not Illinois?
Not Illinois. And Friday, Compassion Pregnancy Center, another pregnancy center banquet in Fairfield, Illinois. And then Saturday night, doing stand-up comedy, a night of comedy and inspiration at Free Will Baptist Church in Owensboro, Kentucky. And then speaking Sunday morning at Yellow Creek Baptist Church in Thruston, Kentucky.
Wow,
so
busy,
thank you for that.
Busy time.
Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday morning.
All right, now where can folks go to find out if they're in the area? Where are you going to be?
Please. Yeah, you can find the calendar. If you're nearby, you're invited to any of those. JJJasper.com, JJJasper.com.
All right, folks, Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Walker Wildman, we are your professors today for Trivia Friday. We're going to take a five-minute break for news, and when we come back, we will pick back up with Trivia Friday. The number to call if you want to be on the show is 888-589-8840. Five-minute break for news, and we'll be right back.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.